From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Each day I'll do golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go
to meet the deed,
to meet the deed
that I have done.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
It's sinking low.
A few more days,
and I must go
to meet the deed,
to meet the deed
that I have done.
That I have done.
Where there will be,
where there will be no setting sun.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Dean Phelps, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 588th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass. The band started in October of 1993 with Robert Linville and Randy Carpenter as original members. Narrow Road is from Berea, Kentucky, and the band consists of Robert Linville on dobro and vocals, Bob Frederick, banjo and vocals, Christy Miller, mandolin and vocals, Randy Carpenter, guitar and vocals, and Eddie Hubbard, bass. Please welcome Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass to the Red Barn stage.
My granny taught me songs, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, said the angels will get her someday. Well, that angel band, and just as I am, she said, come to the Lord, fall on your knees and pray. Well, she raised her children in the Lord, and she prayed for her grandkids every day. Well, she loved her Lord, her family in one accord. She said, give your heart to Jesus before I get carried away. Of ages is in my mind. They sang it when she died. I could feel my granny's prayers that day. Preacher said, open your heart. That's when I fell apart. I gave my heart to Jesus before she got carried away. Well, she raised her children in the Lord, and she prayed for her grandkids every day. Well, she loved her Lord, her family in one accord. Give your heart to Jesus before I get carried away.
Dean Phelps speaking with Narrow Road.
I've got to say, some of those songs, like A Beautiful Life, it's all I can do to stay in my seat and not jump up and try to sing harmony with you. You're really throwing them into my wheelhouse tonight. This is great. We're talking with Narrow Road Bluegrass Gospel Band, and they're here from Berea, Kentucky. Everybody, I think, is down from around Madison County.
That's correct.
Robert, you and Randy are the only original members of the group, and you've been together how long now?
Well, this October will be 25 years.
Yeah. So how did the band get started? How'd you decide to do this? this.
Robert Linville.
Our church at Berea Baptist, they was doing a puppet ministry with young kids and a couple adults, and they needed some background music while they was doing their puppet show. Robert, myself, and another gentleman, we provided background music. The puppet ministry only lasted a couple months, and it kind of fizzled, and so it left us three guys saying, we need a bass player, and let's start a bluegrass gospel band. So that's how Narrow Road got started.
Traveling through this world of woe, there's no sickness, toils, or danger in this bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my brother. I'm going. Just going over Jordan, just to go.
Was it just hard working with puppets? Was that the...
Now, they just couldn't stand being around a bunch of gray-headed old men. They just.
So you was a gray-headed old man even 25 years ago.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good.
I come by this naturally.
All right. Yeah, I hear that gray hair is hereditary, that you get it from your children. So
you do.
Bob, how did you come to be a part of the group?
Bob Frederick.
It was over 20 years ago. This feeling came over me. I was leaving work, taught at EKU for 30-some years, department chair in biology there. I was just driving home one day, and I thought, I need new banjo strings. And I thought, it was just a funny thing. You know, it was like just out of the blue. So I just took a left instead of a right, went down to the music store and asked for banjo strings. And there was a guy down there, and he said, we might be looking for a banjo player in this band I play with. So that's how that started. I said, well, I might be looking for a band. I don't know. We both understood that we weren't sure who each other were, and you know, but then we got together and played, and it was history after that, I guess. So I've been playing with them for, you know, those 20 years since then.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare with his own hands. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place. And in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming, well, let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Said you can't go back home again, and things will not ever be as good as they've been. Well, I've got good news for you. When heaven comes into view, one glimpse and you know the best is yet to come. Call it home. Some call it dreaming. Well, let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven. I call it.
got Robert Linville on dobro and vocals, one of the original members, and Randy Carpenter on guitar and vocals, Bob Frederick that we were just talking to on banjo and vocals, Christy Miller, who's the newest member of the group, on mandolin and vocals, and then we've got Eddie Hubbard on bass. Eddie, you're the only one that they don't seem to let sing. Do y'all have like a conscientious objection to letting the bass player sing, or?
I can't play bass and sing at the same time, but I can't sing no way.
Okay.
I decide just play bass.
Just to play bass and do that one thing really well. So this is y'all's third appearance on Red Barn Radio. I think the last time you were here was 2015, a couple of years back. What's been going on with you since then? What have you been doing for the past couple of years?
Well, we've been playing a lot of churches. We had a violin player with us the last time, fiddle player, I guess, bluegrass. She met a young man, and they decided to get married. And she said, guys, it's either you or him. I think I love him more than I love you all, so we're going to get married, and I'm going to leave the group.
There's kind of an interesting story. I have to throw this all in, right? Because 2 years ago, we were playing here, and Bethany had played with this fella, Jerry Hawkinsmith. She'd played with him.
Musically.
Thanks for clearing that
he's
up.
He's a guitar picker. They had played together at EKU. They were in the EKU Bluegrass Band together, but they didn't really pay much attention to each other. And we were playing here, and Jerry just showed up to hear us play. I picked her up at Richmond, and she'd ridden up here with me. When the show was over and we were all packed up, she said, Bob, would you mind if I rode home with Jerry? You know, and so Jerry took her back to her parents' house in Berea. I was kind of looking on Facebook the next few days. I don't think he ever left their house after that. You know, this show maybe had something to do with that.
So if y'all had not played on Red Barn Radio, you might still have a fiddle player.
Mm, that's true.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. That's possibly true. Or if I had said, no, Bethany, you're riding with me.
Okay.
There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord. There an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for what few coins a congregation could afford. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words that based my life upon. All our Sunday best, we sat on pews of solid oak. I remember how our voices filled the air, and how Mama sounded like an angel on those high soprano notes. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words based my life upon. All-day Sunday singings and dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived, and the brothers and the sisters who'd gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words that based my life upon. Looking back now, that little mountain
has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words I based my life upon.
Now, I did notice in each of your three appearances on Red Barn Radio, including this one, you've got a different mandolin player every time. Do you just have trouble keeping a mandolin player?
Well, there's stories behind the previous two mandolin players, and we'll just leave it at that. When Bethany left, I told the guys, I said, what are we going to do? And Eddie said, I want a mandolin player back. I want to hear that chop. Someone told me about Christy, and we contacted each other and sat down and had to discuss playing music. She said, I would like to try it. I want to get back in the ministry with my music, and I'll let her take it from there.
I was just baffled when Robert contacted me, because I had listened to these guys at festivals and churches for years. Our paths would cross as I was involved in publishing The Seeker.
Christy Miller.
And I would cover these events, and I would hear them play and enjoyed listening to them for years, and the thought of being a part of it was just overwhelming. And so when Robert told me there were other mandolin players also auditioning, I never dreamed I'd actually get the position, so I was just so honored and thrilled that they asked me to join.
Sometimes it's really just about fitting in with the group and having kind of the same outlook on the music and the ministry that you do.
Well, I never lived in a mansion, but I will someday. And I've never sung with an angel, but I will someday. Someday.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.